Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to another amazing show, the Heal It Show. Today, we're going to talk about emotions. We're going to talk about what happens if you have emotional baggage, emotional blocks. You know, emotional blocks, by the way, they leave symptoms, right? What are the symptoms? Low energy, anger, stressed out, not creating your dreams, you know, stop-start patterns where you start to do something amazing and you stop. You know, feeling sometimes feelings of hopelessness or depression or even worse. These are symptoms from emotional baggage to emotional wounds that have not been healed, right? Old wounds, old resentments, guilt, shame, remorse, grief. All of this blocks your vitality, your energy, your power, your passion, your creativity, your joy in life. So if you have some of those symptoms, today is the day for you to listen to this show and be able to, transcend them. I'm going to give you the guy that knows how to help clear all this stuff. I've known him for many, many, many years. So this is a blessing, I believe, not only to myself, but also to everybody that's watching this show. So... blocked emotions distort perception. So if you're making consistent choices, which we all do, and you're not seeing reality clearly, by the way, the definition of humility is the ability to see reality clearly. It's not what a lot of people think, being a victim, being humble. It's just the ability to see reality clearly, but we can't do that if we have emotional baggage. You will see a distorted picture. Whether it's I work with a guy yesterday that he's got a distorted picture of his ex-wife because of his anger. Okay, so if that happens, then we don't see things clearly. What do we do if we don't see things clearly? We make very poor decisions, and if you're making very poor decisions, your life is in chaos. It's messy. There's troubles all the time. In fact, some of you have made so many poor decisions that you think that's a natural state of being. And I have to tell you, it is not. Okay? Sure, we got to grow, evolve, and go through our troubles, times, and our challenges and what have you. But you can even go through those with peace and with joy and happiness. I never thought it was possible, but it is. And I do it every day. People I surround myself with have learned how to do that also. So how would it be if you didn't have a life filled with drama, filled with issues, filled with challenges, filled with all this baggage that you keep recreating? Okay, you keep recreating it because it hasn't been healed. That's what this show is about today. You know, a lot of times I think about emotions, you know, relationships and emotions. I personally, you know, really had a hard time keeping the relationship for a while. Why? Well, it always looked like it was there to blame. They're the ones that got upset and, you know, would blame me or shame me. And I'm like, oh, I'm out of here. But wow, I never thought about, what if I cleared all my emotional baggage? Would I see things differently? Would I start to attract people that were more aligned with peace and joy and love and happiness? Maybe deep meditators? Maybe. Well, that happened for me. And it can happen for you too. So that's what we're talking about today. And I'm going to have my very special guest in just a moment after this break.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Kendi Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Are you ready to take control of your health and well-being? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, the host of The Heal It Show, and we are revolutionizing the way wellness is approached. Join us as we journey through realms of physical, mental, and emotional health, guided by doctors from both Eastern and Western medicine, along with practitioners, transformational experts, and real people who have healed themselves and reignited their lives. The Heal It Show is all about empowering you to know the alternatives and make the right choices for your wellness journey. Tune in weekly for inspiring stories, practical tips, and solutions that will energize you to step into your power and restore your health. The show that shows you how to take charge of your health and happiness. Because as we heal ourselves, we heal the world. Heal it.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Again, this is your host, Ken D. Foster. My very special guest and friend, Deepak Chari, is here with us. Deepak, welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me to... Let me do that part again. Thank you for welcoming me to your show.
Well, it's great to have you here. And, you know, for those of you that don't know Deepak, he is a MS, Master of Science. He's an engineer. He's a certified biofeedback specialist. And he has groundbreaking work, which is why he's here, in the emotional healing through advanced voice biofeedback. He's also the co-founder of the Chari Center of Health and creator of the Life Transformation Technology Program. Deepak helps clients release hidden emotional blocks tied to stress, anxiety, and past experiences. Wow, and so much more, Deepak. You know, I didn't even talk about stress in my intro. You know, 60% of the people in the U.S. are experiencing deep stress several times a week right now. And I think that figure is low. So, and this is your work. This is your expertise. How'd you get into this then, releasing emotions? Did you have to do that yourself?
Absolutely. It started with my own journey, Ken. When I was growing up as a kid, I at least perceived as being bullied by other kids and throughout my entire childhood. And I thought that's how life is. And the process even continued past my childhood, even into my teen years and adulthood. So I thought it was a thing that would end by my childhood, but it didn't. It continued. It was a program from my childhood based on how I was brought up and based on my perception of the world, based on my parents. So yes, so I was basically able to figure out how to clear these self-limiting beliefs of low self-esteem, low self-worth, not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy. And thus, I attracted wonderful things in my life from attracting narcissistic, mean people in my life, which I thought my life would just be, that's how it's going to be. So I realized, Ken, that it was just a program, just like in the movie The Matrix. You're not stuck with it your whole life as long as you decide, like, I want to clear this. And I found a way through my Life Transformation Technology Program where you can clear these patterns that are holding you back in life.
Yeah. Well, when we clear those patterns, people that, you know, it's interesting because it clears both sides. It clears the victim, you know, the ones that have been bullied, and also it clears the bullies, you know. It clears the ones that were narcissistic, and because those folks also have deep wounds, you know, and deep programming of, you know, how they became that way. So this is deep work.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I say deep work, some people go, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to do any deep work because, you know, it's painful, right? It can be. But, you know, pain is the touchstone of spiritual progress is what I know. And when I use spiritual, I'm using it in a broad term. In other words, if you want to evolve, become the best version of yourself, we have to let go of some of those wounds. And nobody wants to take the scab off of a wound and look at it. So, you know, it's like, that's too painful. Well, all right, well, you don't have to use that metaphor. You can just gently look at the past. Right, Deepak?
That's right. And in fact, Ken, the normal way of, oh, I've got to face all these, you know, painful emotions and all, yeah. I've developed a process that's very eloquent and smooth where you do face the emotions that you have in the past, but it's a very eloquent, easy, smooth process for releasing these limiting patterns, regardless whether you had them for 1 year or in one lady's case, I work with 65 years and she was 90. So, and I cleared it in a fraction of the time. So it doesn't have to be a hard struggle to release these emotions or pulling like the wound, like you said, the Band-Aid off. It's a very smooth, eloquent process. It's very easy. As long as you participate with me in the process, you'll get those incredible results.
Well, I know you use sound here to help release emotions. What at what point did you realize emotion and sound were interconnected?
Yes, and more specifically, as you mentioned about sound, you're right. Your voice is the most accurate reflection I have found of your subconscious. It's super precise. And even though you're saying things that you're not even consciously aware of, your subconscious mind will have those emotions and your voice will reflect that. And
well, let me pause you there. When you say your voice will reflect it, is it words or is it the vibration? Is it the power behind your voice? What are we talking about here?
Yeah. More specifically, the frequencies and harmonics in your voice will reflect those limiting beliefs that you may still have. In other words, if I listen to your voice and I hear all the notes in your voice, that means there's no limiting beliefs that are holding you back. But if I don't hear all the notes in your voice, I'm simplifying a little bit, then that means certain emotions are squashing those other notes from being heard in the voice. So the notes not heard are, for example, anger might squash certain notes. And sadness will squash different notes. Low self-esteem, low self-worth will squash different notes. Emotional trauma will squash different notes. So you have a couple of those things, and maybe a lot of the notes are not heard in your voice. And the most common thing I hear from my clients, especially the women who are most of my clients, is I'm not feeling I'm seen and heard and understood and appreciated and valued and acknowledged for what I'm saying. And I'll listen to their voice and I'll say, you know what? I don't hear a lot of your voice, the frequencies in your voice. So other people are not hearing you either, by the way. But when I do this releasing process, which is reflects in the voice, then all the notes of their voice can be heard. And then they're suddenly seen, heard, and respected, and understood, and appreciated, and valued in ways they never were before.
Well, you know, I know this is true. I took some voice lessons for a while. And, you know, I thought my voice was fine, but I didn't like the sound of my voice. I didn't love my voice. And it was tied into, of course, beliefs underneath the surface of low self-esteem and, you know, and some wounds of people telling me you can't sing and things like that in my childhood. But when I was able to get in touch with that, I was able to expand my voice to the point where not only did I love it, everybody else loved it. It's crazy, right? It was all an inside job.
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, I worked on a lot of top singers, actors, authors, and speakers and helped them to really be seen and heard. Even though they already had their coaches, they still weren't able to hit all the notes like I was able to get them to do. And by the way, you'll get working with me, you'll get a great speaking, singing voice as a byproduct just by clearing these.
That's a byproduct. Yeah. I never thought I'd have a beautiful resonance in my singing voice that I enjoy and others enjoy. I never thought that was possible. But it is. And, you know, so that's what we're talking about. It's a byproduct. Well, you know, so why is, you know, releasing the subconscious patterns? And also, I know you release ancestral patterns, things that have been in this family for years and years, so that people can, step into a more courageous life, I guess, is what I would say. You know, why is that important?
It's very important because this is what I found out working literally with thousands of people all over the U.S. and world. These limiting patterns, guilt, shame, regret, low self-esteem, low self-worth, depression, fears, anxieties, you know, what phobias, whatever it is. If you track it back, it always goes back, no exception, to your childhood, especially from age 0 to 6 or 7 and up to age 13. There's an no exception to this because from 0 to 13, you don't even know who you really are, especially from 0 to 6. You're literally in a very alpha theta state of deep meditative state. So you're just receiving. So if someone told this kid, you're stupid, you're slow, you don't have a good voice like you were told, and or you're no good, you'll never amount to anything. And I've had clients who've been told this. They will just accept it and believe it as the gospel truth, even though as an adult, they won't believe it. But guess what? Their subconscious believed it and it's locked in. So with this work I do with the voice, I can hear those patterns that they had from childhood. It came from your parents and grandparents, these patterns. And unbeknownst to you, from the time of your birth. You see, there's four phases I found, Ken. When your parents decide to procreate you, in that moment of procreation, there certain percentage of their unresolved emotions in that moment, let's say they had guilt, shame, regret, maybe they're fighting with each other, both parents or whatever, and those unresolved emotions go into the newly formed kid that's just being formed. And then you're in your mom's womb for 9 months and whatever feelings of frustration she's having with your dad or maybe fights, the internal upsets within herself, the kid directly feels that. That's phase two. Phase three is when you're born into the world. That's phase three. But now you have the direct interface with the parents and our grandparents and teachers, people older than us that influence us. And then phase four is when you duplicate all those patterns of phase one, two, and three into your own life and then into your kids' life and then the future generations. Wow. So it's so important to go to the root, the ancestral.
Wow. So listen, you know, my insight here with this is that, you know, at time of conception, time of conception is as much energy, frequency, and vibration as it is when you're born. I mean, you are the sperm and egg that come together in that form a new DNA, but it's frequency that forms that. So they're picking up on the energy and the frequency. Is another way to say what Deepak just said: energy and frequency and vibration of the parents, right? And it continues on. So it continues to that place where they're feeling it, they're taking this on. If the parent is predominantly angry, they're taking on that predominant anger inside of them. They're growing in that. And then at one point, they become cognizant of words. And they hear, then not only they feel it, they hear the words in the womb. And so what's being spoken is also being taken on. So I think this is a big piece that a lot of people miss. I know new parents miss it a lot. And I know I didn't even know about it when I was, a lot of times, you know, in ancient times, by the way, people would cleanse themselves and purify themselves before they came together and conceived a child. Because it's like once you come together and conceive, you're already bringing some of this information and vibration right into the sperm and ovum. So, I just want to mention that because it's an important piece. And here's the good thing. Here's the good news. It's okay. Doesn't matter how your parents were. You have the ability as this brilliant, amazing child of the universe to heal all this stuff and create your own world. And Deepak, that's what Deepak does.
That's right.
So, all right. I want you to stay. I got to take a break, but why don't you come back? I want you to share some stories or a story of clients that found freedom through your program. So my audience really gets this. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
If you've been injured in an accident that's not your fault and you don't have an attorney, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to tell you what your case is potentially worth. Hello, I'm Gina, along with spokesperson Rob. Rob, tell the folks at home who should be calling right now.
Well, just like you said, Gina, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, give us a call right now, and we're going to let you know what your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Rob. So what kind of calls have we been seeing today?
Well, Gina, we're getting calls from all types of accidents today. Work accidents, slip and falls, truck accidents, and most commonly, car accidents. So if you were injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, take that first step, pick up that phone, and give us a call. We're going to answer your questions, and we'll let you know how much money you can get for your accident.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Take that first step and call now.
Call 800-455-2790.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. I'll be right back with my guest in just a moment. I want to mention that we have the ability for you to subscribe right now. If you're on YouTube, just click the subscribe button. And if you're not on YouTube, just go to youtube.com/@@TheCourageNetwork. That's us, At The Courage Network. So youtube.com/@TheCourageNetwork. If you do that, you won't miss a show. Plus, I think just as important is that you'll be able to pass on these shows to people that you care about and love. So please go ahead and do that. Back to my guest, Deepak Chari from the Chari Center of Health and the creator of Life Transformation Technology Program. That's what we're talking about right now. So, hey, Deepak, give me a story or two of somebody that's gone through this program and come out the other side.
Absolutely. There's a husband and wife. The wife had been depressed and sad for decades and had very low self-esteem and low self-worth. So she came to me and the husband was concerned. So I worked on her. And in a few sessions, her sadness was completely gone and she had extremely high self-esteem and her voice was resonant and beautiful. And her husband even said the statement, "You sound like a different person," his exact words. And she felt free and liberated for the first time in her life. And that was definitely a great one. Another lady had been depressed for over 30 years. She was also on antidepressant medications for her depression. She used to be a very passionate woman, had so many talents and gifts in arts, and she used to jog and do some and dance and so many things. But when she was on depressant medications, she stopped everything. And so when she came to me, she was very upset about that. So I said, "Let me work on you." I cleared that depression from her life. She was able to get off all of her 30 years of antidepressant medication, and she went back to all the things that she was passionate about: dancing, singing, walking, hiking, painting, everything, and singing. So she did everything. So she's so grateful to me for clearing that, and she had a new passion for life that was held back because of what she was on.
You know, I'm sure there's people listening to this going, you know, that almost sounds too good to be true. I mean, I can heal my emotions, and all of a sudden I have my no more depression. I can get off of meds. I can open up my creativity. I can have more joy and happiness in my life. But I would say that knowing you, you're going to probably tell me that's a common lament for a lot of people that go through this.
Yes. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And it doesn't matter. And I have helped people, so many people with relationships. Like one lady was drawing in many of them. These, so shall we say, not good relationships, neurotic relationships, whatever you want to say, narcissistic. And then I realized it was because of the upbringing she had from her parents. That's why she duplicated that in her own life. Okay. When I was able to clear those ancestral patterns, and by the way, it goes to your grandparents as well. It's on both sides.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. So the grandparents are involved here.
Absolutely.
You have to go back further than the grandparents, or can you heal it at that level? Yeah.
No, the coolest thing, we just go back to the grandparents and we'll clear it at all the levels even before that. And people might say, "Well, Deepak, my grandparents died before I was born, so, you know, we don't have to work on them because I don't even know them." I said, "Well, it doesn't matter. You're thinking of it from your conscious mind. Even if all of your grandparents died before you were born, you might get a bigger dose of the download from them. Maybe they had depression, anxiety, fears, emotional trauma, whatever, from them than your own parents." And I've seen it happen. And the person will often act like that grandparent that they never knew. Yes, it's true. So I clear it from all those levels, these imprints and patterns that you won't even know are there, which I can detect in your voice. As I was saying, I help people in relationships. So even if they were drawing the same horrible relationship over and over again, they said, "Deepak, my life's hopeless. All my relationships are like this." I said, "I know, it's because of the programming." Once I cleared those limiting patterns, then suddenly they draw people in their life that are like Prince Charming, like you read in a storybook. And I'm not kidding. I have many cases like this. Yeah. So you can have the life. If you haven't had it before, don't say, "Oh, I'll never have it." No, you can. It starts from this moment, the present moment now.
There's hope. There's hope. That's what the, I'm glad I want my audience to know that. And I say this every time on my shows. I said, you can heal almost anything, okay, if you get on the journey. You got to get on the journey, and what it takes is courage. And where does courage show up? Courage, everybody has courage, but it only shows up when you step into the unknown. So the unknown today might be making a phone call to Deepak. By the way, how do they get a hold of you?
Okay, they can go to my website, Fast Anxiety Help, at fastanxietyhelp.com, and they can just click a link, and they can just go ahead and sign up. You can check the schedule and sign up for a complimentary 15-minute consult with me, no obligation. And I'll talk to them, and I customize programs specifically for each person who needs me. So you can sign up.
All right, so yeah. Fast Anxiety.
Fast Anxiety Help, HELP.com. Okay. They go to that website, they can go ahead and schedule a complimentary session with me and find out more about how it
is. There's no obligation there. They can pass a session, and if they resonate, then they can say, "Yeah, I'd like more," and find out prices and all that stuff.
But absolutely.
There's no hard sell or anything with that. Yeah, I just want to let my audience know that.
Absolutely.
I know you, but a lot of people don't know that that's not your style. So let me ask you, you know, so you do you do the voice analysis in the first session, by the way?
So when we do the actual full set, because when we do the 15-minute, I will kind of talk to the person, find out what's going on in their life, and I'll so I can figure out what I can do for them and explain the program to them. But when we do our actually first session, the first half hour, the first hour and a half session, I'll analyze their voice and I will actually map out their whole ancestral pattern. In other words, where did those limiting patterns come from? What came from mom? What came from dad? What came from your grandparents that you don't even know about? Right. And I will explain why things happened in your life the way it did. And then from the first session itself, the remaining hour, we will actually work on clearing those patterns.
So Deepak, have there been individuals that have come to you that have not benefited from the experience?
Everyone I have worked with, they have definitely benefited. The key is that they need to want to make a change. In other words, if a parent force their kid to say, you got to fix him, but he doesn't really want to, then it's not going to work. They have, you know, everyone has free will. And so they have to be open to like, I have this issue. I'm open to receiving it. As long as they have that, you know, we can go forward. But if they actually say they want to, but they really don't want to, then it's not going to work. But otherwise it's worked great.
That makes sense. So, it's interesting with the voice analysis. What do you think surprises people the most when they get this voice analysis back?
They're surprised that it shows all those emotions. For example, you know, I say, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm fine. But when I hear I'm fine, I'm feeling I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm upset with my life, I'm not happy with the way my life is, or they have some vengeance. But I can pick that up in their voice, regardless of the actual words they say. So they're surprised when I tell them, well, you know, yeah, I'm pretty good. I'll say, okay, so what are you feeling angry about? What? I never said that. I said, well, I'm just asking you. You can be open with me. It's okay. You know, okay, well, I'm angry because my boyfriend just broke up with me the right before this the session, or I lost my job or whatever. So that's the neat thing. They're really surprised that I can pick all that up in their voice, because your voice tells literally to me what's going on in their subconscious.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. I've heard you say that, you know, the voice doesn't lie. What do you mean by that?
The voice is like a truth vibration of your whole being. It's not just your voice, by the way. It's who you are mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. People think, oh, it's just my voice. I said, no, it's everything about you. When you speak about yourself, it's everything about you. Every feeling you ever had in your life from the time you were born and how you feel about things, your perception of the world. You're given these color-coded glasses from age 0 to basically 13. And so once you have those color-coded glasses of your perception of the world, that's how you see it from then onwards. It doesn't matter how many courses you've taken, how many degrees you have.
The station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy
targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like a thousand little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
If you've been injured in an accident that's not your fault and you don't have an attorney, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to tell you what your case is potentially worth. Hello, I'm Gina, along with spokesperson Rob. Rob, tell the folks at home who should be calling right now.
Well, just like you said, Gina, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, give us a call right now, and we're going to let you know what your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Rob. So what kind of calls have we been seeing today?
Well, Gina, we're getting calls from all types of accidents today. Work accidents, slip and falls, truck accidents, and most commonly, car accidents. So if you were injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, take that first step, pick up that phone, and give us a call. We're going to answer your questions, and we'll let you know how much money you can get for your accident.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Take that first step and call now.
Call 800-455-2790.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
So Deepak, how do you get people to trust you? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, if you got leaders, you got politicians, you got police or fire, I don't know, people in leadership, authors, speakers, trainers, they may not want to reveal this much about themselves to you because, you know, they're just learning about you. How do you get them to trust you?
Well, the thing is, I'll tell them that ultimately, if you, in whatever position you're in, you know, politically or voice lead, you know, thought leader or whatever, if you want to be congruent with your message, you have to be in truth with what you believe. So if you're saying something to an audience, you mentioned politician, but they're saying something the opposite of what they're actually feeling, I'm going to pick it up no matter what. So ultimately, ideally, I mean, hopefully the person who's speaking to others is congruent with what they're feeling in being in their truth themselves, because that's who we want to listen to, right? So if they're congruent with that, okay, I want to be in my truth, this is what I feel, then it's not going to show any limiting belief or block in that area. And if they are holding that, then we then say, okay, are you open to release whatever this block is that's holding you from being in your truth of what you're actually feeling? Because, and then if they say, yeah, I am. So let's go ahead and do the release process.
Is there a typical emotional pattern that people might have that just kind of makes them hold back, you know?
Yeah, the most common thing is, you know, guilt, shame, regret, low self-esteem, low self-worth, or feeling unwanted, or feeling or not believing in themselves, or feeling unworthy. If you really got really core, the core one is feeling unworthy. I'm not good enough, you know. No matter what I do, it's not good enough, or I don't deserve to have anything. And maybe they were told this as a kid, and that's a lot of the time.
Interesting. What about people that, you know, I'm thinking people that have created blocks in their own memory, and, you know, where they're saying, You know, if you interrupt me, I never remember where I was, or I can't remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday. And is this an emotional piece too? I know it can be physical. I know it can be, you know, taking in toxins in the body and things that, you know, I'm going to have your sister, Dr. Chardy, on my show. We'll be talking about that side. But the emotional component of this, what have you experienced?
If they're having blocks remembering the past, by the way, your subconscious remembers every sight, smell, taste, touch, sound in every quadrillionth of a second, which is a fraction of a second, okay? So if you're not remembering it, it's not that it disappeared from your subconscious. It's there. It's just not accessible to you. So what's happening is it's like a file in your hard drive. It's there, but you're just not able to search and find it. But what happened, and the subconscious is trying to block it because maybe it was too painful to go to. So what I do is I release those layers of protection from the subconscious, which is trying to protect us, and thus will be able to actually tap in effortlessly. I've worked on a lady who was 90 who didn't remember even from a month ago what happened. And I was able to finally tune back all the way as I cleared the layers of blocking. When she was age 7, where all the actual limiting patterns happened, she was told she's not good enough, not worthy, she's not pretty, she doesn't deserve happiness. Yes, the teacher told her that, unfortunately. But I was able to track it back to her memory from the 1920s when she was a kid, of what is what someone told her. So it's just blocks that are protecting us. But I can release.
Let me ask you this. Does this work at any age? I mean, I'm thinking of people that, you know, had trauma that they haven't dealt with, but, you know, now it's showing up in older age. They don't remember, you know, a lot of things.
Exactly. And it's not necessary they remember every little detail of everything. But the key is that they feel the emotion. And when I do this process, which is very eloquent, it takes you like an elevator. This, like, let's say this is your subconscious, and we start out here. This is your conscious mind. I take you in smoothly an elevator down to those deep layers, and we just clear at each layer those limiting beliefs. So it doesn't matter if you don't remember everything, but you'll start feeling those emotions coming up to be released, and you're the vehicle that it's releasing from. So as long as you tune into, like, you know, what are you feeling right now? As we tune into those painful or as we tune into those childhood memories, and then they'll say, "Well, I felt this, and maybe some sadness." And then I said, "Okay, just tune in with that, and then the sadness will release." How do you feel now? Well, I feel good now. I feel lighter. I feel happier. So that's a great thing. They'll start remembering or feeling the emotions, and then they'll release them.
Okay, I love that. What about those folks that feel they kind of feel stuck? You know, maybe they're afraid to change. But, you know, they're stuck in their patterns. You know, but you know they kind of like some of their patterns, but they don't. There's other things they don't like. What about those folks? How do you deal with that?
Well, what happens is the subconscious gets used to a certain confined way. Our subconscious, we think, is here to make us successful, but actually it's here to keep us safe. And it thinks it's keeping us safe, even with self-sabotage patterns, keeping us in this little box, repeating the same thing over and over again, like Groundhog Day. So what I do is release those limiting beliefs so that the person feels like if they're stuck, I can actually hear that stuck pattern in their voice, and I send them frequencies and harmonics that release that, the layers of that stuck pattern. So then they'll feel like, you know what? Yeah, I can release it. I'm okay to release it now. So that's an actual pattern itself. That stuck pattern you talked about, I can release that and then get to what's underneath that stuck pattern, the emotions in there.
Wow. Okay. This is powerful work. Tell my audience, like, I'm going, well, what was I supposed to remember? Oh yeah. Tell my audience, cause it's all there. Tell my audience where they can get a hold of you again.
Absolutely. All they have to do is go to my website, FastAnxiety, FastAnxiety, help, help.com, FastAnxietyHelp.com, and they can go ahead and schedule a complimentary 15-minute consult with me. Again, no obligation, where I can talk to them about my program, what's going on in their life, because I customize the program for each person. And if they want to go further with me, then they can.
And I like that you customize it. So it's not a one size fits all. I mean, for one person, it might be 5 sessions. For another person, it may be a year's program. Is that what you're saying here?
Not necessarily. There's a baseline level of sessions that they need to do. For example, there's like around 9 baseline sessions. Because remember, they've had these patterns their whole life.
Yeah.
And we're releasing it in a fraction of time. And the body, subconscious releases at its own rate. I mean, I couldn't release it in a couple of sessions necessarily, because But we can release a lot in each session because their subconscious is not ready to let it go. So I always release their limiting beliefs at the rate they're ready to let them go at. Some people want to release more in each session. Some people are not as ready to release all of it at once. And I'll ask their subconscious, not them, what their subconscious is ready to release.
Oh, interesting. And is there homework to the program?
Well, it's very simple. The main work is done during the sessions, but what I will have them do is to have what I call a daily experience journal where they document how they feel differently each day or the shifts that are going on each day. In fact, people notice the law of attraction seems to work automatically on autopilot without having the same mantras or anything like that. So they'll write, yeah, I'm feeling lighter. Normally I would have reacted to this person. I'm drawing better, much nicer people in my life. These opportunities are showing up. They'll start noticing things like that. So I have them documented. Otherwise, they'll forget. That's the only homework they really have.
That's great. You know, there's an old saying that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. By the way, this may apply to some of you in my audience. And then there's another that goes along with that, you know, and when the teacher appears, the teacher will be taught. And I know that sure applied to me or the first 10 years of my coaching. And my students would show up, my clients would show up, and I'd be just maybe a day ahead of them. And may I just learn that lesson or just realize that, you know, right, just before that. And then they would show up with the issue, and then I'd be taught. Did that apply to you at all with this process over the years? How many years have you been doing this?
20 years.
20 years. So did that happen to you in the beginning or does it still happen or what?
Well, the neat thing is I'm always working on myself too. Yeah. You know, I want my knife, like I'm a chef, to be as sharp as I can. So I always work on myself, you know, every week. So I'm like really polished. So I'm a clean vessel for me to work with each client. So yeah, absolutely. It's a work in progress on me as well. Absolutely.
Well, you know what I know about clean vessels is the clearer that we are, the quicker that clients seem to get it. If they're willing and ready, the quicker they'll get it. You know, because it's an energetic vibrational transfer of wisdom is what I get. And so if this, you know, and by the way, you don't have to be at some high level to work with Deepak. You can be wherever you are.
Absolutely.
This is a man with deep compassion and understanding and wisdom. So that's why I brought you on, Deepak. I love you as a brother. And I know that you've done such wonderful work over the years. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for being here. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm just going to add in here. I work on people from age 18 to 90, all walks of life, all backgrounds. So no matter what anyone has had, you can come to me.
I love it. All right. Well, again, thank you for being here. It's been a gift to my audience, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for you that are here listening to this show, I encourage you again, as I mentioned earlier, go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe or go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork and let everybody know about this show. This is a show that can change people's lives. And it might have changed your life today. I'm hoping you said, yep, I'm on the right path now. I'm going to call Deepak. From my heart to yours, I want to let you know that you can heal just about anything if you get on the healing journey. Take care.